13L. Listen to the story about internet trolling. Answer the questions in English.
The day I met my troll. After writing an online article on gender-neutral toys, journalist Sean Wiley found himself on the receiving end of a relentless stream of hate messages. His initial response was to ignore the torrent of abuse, but when the comments began to focus on his wife and his newborn son, Sean enlisted the aid of an IT specialist to track down his troll. A week later, he had a name, Travis Mitchell, an address, and a mobile number. When Sean phoned Travis, he expected rage or denial, or an abrupt end to the call. Instead, the voice at the other end of the phone politely agreed that Sean was owed an explanation. Here is an extract from their meeting in a high street coffee shop.
You must have known those comments would hurt.
Part of me did, I guess.
But you carried on anyway.
I did.
Why? It was really upsetting.
I know it was. I could hear it in your voice when you called. That's why I agreed to this, to meet face to face, you know? I felt like I owed you an apology and maybe some kind of explanation.
I thought you'd hang up.
I nearly did. Getting that call gave me a real scare.
So why did you do it? All that abuse, day in, day out. It hurt.
That's just it. It doesn't feel like you're hurting anyone when you're typing stuff. I can't see your reactions. I can't even imagine them, really, because I don't know you. You're just some stranger online.
Not that much of a stranger. You found out that I had a wife and baby. You knew what I looked like.
That doesn't mean I know you.
So you wouldn't troll someone you knew?
No, I wouldn't.
So why target me?
I guess it was that article you wrote about the toys. It was so PC, it was annoying. And you took the subject so seriously. That's what got me started. And there are so many posts online taking a shot at political correctness. I guess you know that. So I felt I was in good company.
You wouldn't say those things to someone's face then?
God, no. I'd lose friends fast if I ranted like that in the real world. At least, I'd lose the people I like and respect. I don't really mean the stuff I write online. I mean, I mean it, but not really, really mean it, if that makes any sense. I'm usually just bored and looking for a bit of fun.
Fun? I don't see how making people feel bad can be fun.
But that's just it. I didn't really think I was making you personally feel all that bad. Like I said, the fact that the victim is out there, somewhere in cyberspace, makes it seem a lot less harsh. That's why it's easy for comments to get out of hand, especially if you've been doing it for a while. You get desensitized when there's no reaction, and your comments get more and more extreme.
Huh. Extreme is the right word. Seeing you here like this, I can't believe you're the same person who wrote those posts. It's like there are two different Travises. The one in front of me with that mug of coffee and the one online. I don't get it.
Trolls are just people. What else can I say?
I expected you'd be angry or aggressive or, well, unstable. I didn't expect someone ordinary.
There are different kinds of trolls. Some like to bully strangers to make themselves feel good. Others join a mob and harass other people in order to fit in. And then there are trolls who think society takes itself too seriously and is too easily offended. They believe that the boundaries of what is acceptable need to be pushed. Trolling is something like a mission for them.
So, what species of troll are you?
An ex-troll, maybe? To be honest, I'm glad you caught me.
Why's that?
It's given me a reason to quit. I mean, I'm 22. There has to be a better way of spending my free time.